Quintillion activated its 1,200-mile terrestrial fiber-optic cable system on Friday, giving residents of five North Slope communities a quantum leap forward in broadband internet access.
It's a pretty phenomenal capacity, really unlimited for the purposes of the communities that we will be connecting.
Quintillion spokeswoman Christina Woolston says Nome, Kotzebue, Point Hope, Wainwright, and Utqiagvik, formerly known as Barrow, all will soon have access to the internet through the system. She says its overall capacity is 30 terabits per second, which to us users could perhaps be best described in terms of the number of high-def movies that could be downloaded through it quickly.
Millions of high-definition movies downloaded in a second.
Woolston says the communities each will have access to up to 200 gigabytes of data per second. That's many times faster than the satellite-based system that North Slope Internet service providers have been using for the past several years.
Based upon the demand and the need, that could increase. Certainly the capacity on the system overall is there.
And it'll be much more dependable than the slow and often bulky connections that satellite-based systems afford. According to the head of ASTAC, the North Slope's biggest internet service provider.
So instead of going 23,000 miles into outer space to a satellite and then 23,000 miles back to an Earth station and then hand off, you know, in Anchorage to the internet connection, it's now happening, you know, at the speed of light over this fiber.
ASTAC CEO Jens Lipenex says that'll cut the time it takes to transmit data from a server to a computer, the so-called latency, by more than 90%, down from 900 milliseconds to about 60 milliseconds.
So that means things load faster, your web pages are more responsive, your videos don't buffer or skip. The overall quality of the bandwidth is vastly superior.
Lipenex says ASTAC's been laying fiber to the homes of all of its 1,100 internet customers in the five communities over the past couple of years and making other system upgrades in preparation of the Quintillion fiber becoming operational. He says the customers have been looking forward to this day even more than the company's workers.
We've been taking pre-orders now for a few weeks. So Wednesday, December 13th is kind of our go-live date for our new product.
Lipenex says ASTAC is now studying how to extend its system farther eastward to other North Slope communities that are still stuck with satellite-based internet connections.
We're turning our sights on extending the network from these new Quintillion landing sites to the final four, as we refer to them, which are the village of Koktovik, Atkasuk, south of Barrow, Point Lay, and Anaktuvik Pass.
Woolston says the Alaska terrestrial system links into larger internet lines that originate in the Pacific Northwest and that land at several points in south-central Alaska and the Kenai. Quintillion officials plan to lay another 10,000 miles of subsea fiber-optic cable from the landing in Nome westward to Tokyo and from Prudhoe Bay eastward to London. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.